Sunday, where we share about our small group ministry at Trinity, all the groups that'll be meeting this year, what they'll be studying. It's a great time, and you're going to hear from all of our leaders today. I want to open us up in a word of prayer. Brother Ronnie's going to come to kick us off here in just a moment, and then we'll begin walking through everything that we'd like to share with you today. Let's pray together as we begin. Father, thanks for today, and we are so grateful just to be able to come to hear what you're doing in our church. Father, we thank you for all the options of groups that we have and the ministry that they do, how they serve one another, and how they train and equip us. And so, Father, we're excited about kicking off a new year with these groups. And so, Lord, we pray that today, Father, would be informative, it would be helpful. But, Father, we also pray that it would be encouraging, even for those who know what group they're already going to attend, just to hear what's happening in our church would be an encouraging time for all of us. So, Lord, we pray that everything we do today would point to you and would honor you. And that's our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Ronnie, you come on up.
Thank you very much. Well, I've missed all of you. You've been gone. I don't know. Do you all plan some big trip or something and go together? Because I've been here alone and it's been hard managing Randy and Ryan and Chris. You were in Europe? See, that's what I thought, and didn't even tell me you were going. I am hurt. No, I am grateful to be back. I truly, truly mean that. It is, you know, when you go to another country and you come back, you are really glad to be back in America. And I love where I go, but it's not America. And then there's no place like Trinity. We go to other churches, and some of them are Anglican. I don't become an Anglican, but you know, that's what we have over there. And but to come back to Trinity is a great joy, and then to come back and love the people you serve with and to be loved by you, and I don't take that for granted at all. So we're trying to encourage you to be a part of a small group this year, and really what starts you off in doing that is loving other people. And the reason we have small groups, because we understand, and as most churches do, people's spiritual growth is in a significant measure tied to their involvement in a small group. If you go to church and you sit on a pew, it is unlikely that you're going to grow to the full measure of what God has for your life. It's just very, very unlikely. I can't think of a time that I've seen it happen. So it is the involvement, and that's because you love other people and you're there first to serve them. So the first reason to be in a small group, a campus group, is because you love other people and you want to be involved in their life and help them grow. And did you know that when needs arise in the church, most of the time, I know it after the small group knows it. So it doesn't come to me first. I find out later. And the campus group is where that is shared first, but also when they're ministered to or you are ministered to, it is primarily done through the campus group. So it is a serving of other people. And then it's a serving of yourself. Not in a bad way, but you are taught the Word of God. You are taught in with other people going through seasons of life. And so it really impacts you when you're in that community and you are being taught and they are living it and you are living it as well. Again, if you can go to a worship service, but I visit other churches when I'm gone, and it's not that they're not friendly or anything. It's just kind of a lonely thing. I'm sitting on a pew. There are people around me. I don't know them. I don't know anything about them. And that's the way it can be, even going to the church that you visit regularly. So being in a campus group. And then the other thing is that we organize these in a way that is most effective for developing you as a Christian. So you serve other people, you are served in it, but it's like a spoke in a wheel. If it's not there, your wheel's going to wobble. Your spiritual life's going to wobble. I am not aware of anyone over the years of pastoring that wasn't dedicated to a small group, a campus group, that grew to their potential spiritually. I'm not aware of one person. I've never really seen it. Because there's something they're holding back, and what they're holding back is God's love that's in them, and they're holding it back from other people. And you don't grow when you're not unleashing that. So I encourage you, but I challenge you to be a part, because we want to help everybody grow to what God wants each of us to be and serving where He wants us to. And you never really can grow until you are serving people. That's why all the gifts, that's why all the one another's are in the scripture and so forth. And I'll speak on some of that this morning, and you'll see it in the life of the Apostle Paul. But it applies to all of us. So I encourage you, and again, love you very much. Missed you tremendously. It is great to see your wonderful faces and the rest of you. And be back with you again, serving our Lord Jesus. So thank you for allowing me to be your pastor. Come on.
If you've been visiting with us, I forgot to do this at the beginning, you've been visiting with us this summer, that's our senior pastor, Ronnie Rogers. We just assume. So we do this every year. A couple things that we're going to do this morning. One, you're going to hear from the groups. Trinity is organized a little bit differently, and those of you who go here, you know that. We do our small groups in a different way. If you are familiar with a traditional Sunday school where it's usually age divided, so we offer two kinds of groups. Open groups that are open for anyone, and we mean anyone. Ages, marriage, relationship, any kind of these things, they're open. And then we have a group of four right now, what we call special one-year classes. And these are on topics that we think are very, very important and need just some emphasis, a year emphasis to really get equipped in these areas. And we'll walk through each of those today. I'm looking at Adam. I don't know. I can do this without it.
Are you going to step through
manually? I'll do that for the groups. I can handle this part. So one of the reasons that we do this is, though, just to make sure that you guys understand what is expected, right? What we don't want to see happening in our small groups is that people show up and it's just sit and listen and someone else talks and does all this stuff. So we want, like Ronnie was saying, active engagement, participation, using your gifts and ministry. Ronnie mentioned that, you know, this is how we're going to grow. And recently there's been some interesting statistics come out on small groups and your involvement in them. And it's not just that they're the primary place where growth happens as it's supplemented with preaching and relationships and all these things. But the other thing that really stood out is one of the greatest factors in people not quitting or getting less committed as they get older is being involved with a group of people. So it then only help you grow. It keeps you committed. It keeps you tied in. And that's one of the things that we want to do. All the one another's, the spiritual gifts. That's very hard to take place in a preaching service, right? We need the preaching service. It's just that these are going to be the places where that's done. We believe in this so strongly, and we have a slide that shows this, but our membership commitment, what everyone who is a member of Trinity has gone through the class, signed the commitment, part of it is saying, I'm committing to be part of an active small group. And so that's because we place such a priority on this that we include it. And what does it mean to be a member of Trinity? It means to be a member of one of these groups. All right, so we're excited about today, and here's what I want you guys to do as we go through this. We want you to be super encouraged, right? You're going to hear, I hope, and I know you will, like lots of great options, all right? I hope today is a painfully difficult day for you, all right? As you try to decide where you're going to go and where you're going to attend, right? Once you kind of know and decide, though, we want you to be really encouraged, all right? That's why we make these little things. We've had people tell us through the years that they use these to pray for the leaders in our church, for the different groups. It's a great idea. It's also something that you can keep with you and that you can tell other people. If you're inviting someone to come to Trinity, there's lots of different options. Now, one of the questions I get is someone's going to make up their mind and say, okay, I'm going to do this group, so can I just tell you and it's official? No. All right? We're not going to make that nearly that easy for you. So here's how it becomes official, right? You show up next Sunday and you go to the group, right? If you show up like at 9:45, which I know none of you in this church show up late for campus groups. If you show up at 9:45 and the way that we set the rooms up, that room is full. That room is full. It's first come, first serve. We're not going to say, well, you know, we could get more people in here if we moved and we set up rows and that would get more people. Nope, they're set up for a reason. We're trying to keep these to where there's a good number of people where you can have relationships, you can be ministered to, you can minister. Most of them are going to top out around 15 to 16 people. And so if you have one you really want to go to, I'd say get some donuts, bring them in next week, get here about 9:20, and you'll probably be guaranteed a spot, okay? All right, well, let's go ahead and let's start the presentation. And the first one, Larry Toothaker, is they're the senior adults decided to meet in their group today. But their description is in the pamphlet, and encourage you to read that. By the way, all the descriptions will be on the website either today or tomorrow, so you'll have those there throughout the week as you try to decide. And then, but you can read about those. And then, but Larry leads a group of our senior adults, and anyone's welcome to attend. It's a fantastic group. They love each other. They minister to one another. They have been walking with God for a long time. They love Him, and it is a fantastic group. They're our only group, I think, that incorporates a little hymn singing on Sunday morning. So if that's your thing, you might want to pop in there. And so, but it's a great group, and Larry leads that, and others help him teach. All right. I think our next one on the list I saw Peggy earlier. Peggy Miller, come on up, Peggy. And then I'm not sure who's afterwards, but if you're after Peggy, be ready to come up immediately when she follows. And by the way, I've given all of our leaders 2 minutes. All right. So it's a little game you can play. Check off who goes over. All right. And or start booing or something. To keep this thing, we got to move along. Here you go, Peggy.
Okay, it's my goal to move along. Most of the information about our class is in the booklet that you have, but I wanted to share a few other things about our class. It's been a blessing to me to be a part of the women's group for the last 15 years when I moved to Norman. And joined that class, Mary Blakemore was the teacher, and I knew right then it was a fantastic group to be in for fellowship, for friendship, for people who cared about you. We have a really caring group of women. Who love each other, who love ministering, who love learning about God, walking with Christ, sharing our life experiences with each other and supporting each other. Prayer is a very important part of our class. We start out every Sunday with prayer requests and then pray over those. We keep a text group going so that, and you might think us old folks can't do that. But we can. We keep a text group going so that we can share requests throughout the week and know that somebody is praying for you and there, and if you need help, that we can be there for you. So that's a very important part of our class. One of the other things that's not mentioned in the write-up is that we take a voluntary donation every week, pass a little envelope around. You can contribute if you want to, not if you don't, a dollar, nothing, whatever. But we use that money throughout the year to support ministry, Bible school, Falls Creek, Fall Festival, mission trips, things that we can help, and you'd be surprised at how much money we come up with out of the generosity of everybody's heart. We kind of follow a discussion type. I lead the group. It's been my blessing to lead the group now for about 10 years. I think it's been 10 years. And so we do different books written by Christian authors like Charles Stanley, Elizabeth George, John MacArthur, and we are currently doing a study of John, written by David Jeremiah. Not that he wrote John. They're at the Bible study. And so we're working through this study just Sunday by Sunday, and we're not trying to say we have to finish this amount by this time. So I think this study will last until about October. We meet in the library. We'd love to have any of you come and be a part of our class.
Thanks, Peggy. All right, Jim, come on up.
Thank you. Good morning. My name is Jim McIntyre. So I alternate with Gary Weber, who is sitting right back there. Gary's going to stand. If you don't know Gary, you can turn around and see who Gary is. So we alternate teaching the class, and as you see on the slide, we do in-depth Bible study. So our goal is to teach in-depth Bible study without being tedious. And currently, we are going through Jonah, Amos, Hosea, and we just are finishing up Jonah. So this is a great time to join our class. We're going to be getting into Amos next. And the room that we meet in is the corner room, room 115, right over here. Now, some person or some people may say, well, we don't need in-depth study because that's what Ronnie does. Well, that's true, he does do that, but I thought of at least three reasons. One is you get to study it for yourself, which is a lot different than hearing someone else present it. Second, you get to ask questions, and if you want to, you can be involved in the discussion over the material. So those are three great reasons to do in-depth Bible study with a group. So what does in-depth mean? Well, the last time we completed a book, which was Philippians, we took over 2.5 years to go through that. And we go beyond the material in the book, which this MacArthur study guide, Jonah, Amos, and Hosea here, is what we're using. We go in and cover more material than what's in the book, and sometimes we chase rabbits. And so I want to give you an example of what that might be. So while on earth, we know that Jesus, in Philippians 2:7, says he humbled himself and became as a bondservant. So, well, what is a bondservant? So we started looking into that, studied what a bondservant was, found out that of all the epistles, only one of them doesn't mention that, Hebrews, but all the other epistles, the writers, call themselves bondservants. There's five of them, Paul, James, Jude, Peter, and John. And then, furthermore, we are identified as bondservants. So the question I came up with is, well, so when does being a bondservant end? Does anybody know? Well, there's a passage in Revelation 22, I think, that answers that question. And this is such an encouraging verse to me, I probably won't get through it without crying, but if you know me, that's going to be really unusual that I do that. So he says, this is talking about the New Jerusalem. There will no longer be any curse, and the throne of God and of the Lamb will be in it, and his bondservants will serve him, and they shall see his face, and his name shall be on their foreheads. And that is so encouraging to me, but the point for this that I'm making here is the bondservants are still serving God. So when I say in-depth Bible study, that's kind of what I mean. We spend a lot of time on it, we do chase some rabbits, and we try to keep it so it's not tedious. So if you have any questions, you can talk to Gary or me afterwards. Thank you.
All right, so the group that I'll be leading this year with Justin Devereaux and Tom Petrosky is called Equipped. And we are going to start off going through a study of the book of Ephesians. We're going to shift then and go to a study of what it means to be in the image of God, working through a book that David Dockery edited. And then we're going to do a study on the attributes and then kind of an undecided book at the end there. We are going to change, we're moving rooms again. And so this is a good problem when we're basically at the place to where every one of our rooms on Sunday morning church-wide is in use. That's a good problem. But, so I don't want you to be discouraged. You you're going to have to walk a little bit, just a little bit further. We're going to be, and most of you probably don't even know this room exists, but it's in, it's part of the fun. It's an adventure, at least once. But it's in the gym upstairs, above the library. And so if anyone makes an elevator joke about that room, it'll probably be the end of it. But no, you have to walk upstairs to get there. It's a great room, though. We'd love to have you. We're going to really, our focus is we'll pray for each other every few weeks. We'll take a week away from our material, really focus on praying and fellowship with one another. How does this apply in our lives as we live in the workplace with families? Those are kind of the things that we'll try to be talking about. Really grateful for Tom and Justin for stepping in and leading this. We're excited. Looking forward to some really great studies, and so we encourage you to come and be a part of that. All right, Pete.
Okay, I'm Pete Jackson, and I teach a class called Roots. And we're also moving rooms. We're going to move up to the bridal suite, kind of down at the end of the church upstairs. And so I'm thinking we should change our name to the Bride of Christ. Huh? Right? If you
let's sleep on that.
Now, if you, he mentioned the stairs. We do have stairs, but Ryan, in partnership with the City of Norman and a really great elevator company, have installed an elevator for us, and they set a scheduling record with that elevator. So it's easy to get to for anyone, which is important for our class because we have several who will need that elevator. We mostly study books of the Bible. We've gone through James, 1st, 2nd, 3rd John, Jude. This year we're going to start out with Hebrews, and we usually use some kind of a study guide, and this is a MacArthur study that we're going to use. And then last year we worked in a couple of other books, but they were pretty scripturally focused, as far as like almost like a Bible study. So we did a study of the Gospels, the week leading up to Christ's death, and then Terry Garner led a study through the Old Testament. So that's the type of thing we generally do. And we also do, like Ryan said, just take a week once a month or so and pray or have fellowships and things like that to try to keep our group connected. And I don't do all the teaching. Terry Garner helps, and Eric Taylor, and we're happy to work in others with that as well. So I think that is it. If you have any questions, or if you need to know where that room is, we can have a little tour later. In fact, I think I may need someone to show me where it is.
We're grateful for Pete. You can also see how desperate we are for campus group leaders. Right.
There you go. Hello, Justin Mullinax. I teach the Connections class along with Cameron Hart. So we're excited to embark on a new year. Our class is discussion-based. Try not to make it too much of a lecture. This year we're going to start off in the book of Galatians, and then thinking about doing Philippians. The idea was going to be to stay in the Pauline letters for the year. So we'll be doing that. Also going to do a book study, just one, probably about 6 weeks long. That's what we did last year. Seemed to work pretty well. We don't have the book identified yet, but we'll have that. Multi-generational class. It has been for the last few years, so all ages. We do try to do fellowships maybe once every couple months, it seems like, and then we usually get together for lunch once a month or every other month. So the Harps have been real good about inviting the class over. So what else? One thing that we've started doing or have done for the last 2 years is start the class off by reading through a psalm and then praying through that. And that's not something I'd ever really done consistently, and I think that's been really neat for the class to kind of really dig into those psalms. So we'll continue to do that. Anything else, Cameron?
I think you covered it.
Got it. All right, we'd love to have anybody that's interested. So thank you.
Sorry, I didn't mean to.
Oh, you're fine. You're fine. Hey, everybody. Our group is Love and Good Deeds. I'm Chris Akins. Some of you may know this group's been around for a little while, originally led by Chris Kennedy. I've been helping lead it for the past couple years. This year, I'm happy and excited to announce that pulled in a few men to come alongside me, one of these being Troy Ivey. I'll let Troy introduce himself in a minute, but also going to just introduce you to a couple of others that are going to help as well. One being Gideon Devilbiss. I think Gideon's here. Gideon, if you wouldn't mind just waving your hand over there. So fun fact about Gideon, he and his family, they spent some time in Alaska, but they've moved here and have joined the church, and they've been a real blessing to us. If you haven't got a chance to meet him and his family, I encourage you to do so. Really, really good brother. Also, Dean Meyer. Dean's over here. Dean hails from the great state of Alabama, and he's been here a couple years. Works at the weather center, right?
Yeah.
So he's one of our resident meteorologists here at the church. One among many. He's not technically a meteorologist, but we'll ask him about the weather anyways because he's over there. These men really love God and love His Word. But I'm going to hand it over to Troy, and he's going to give you more details about the class.
Perfect. Good morning. So I know many, many faces in here. Many of you don't know me. I'm Troy Ivey. My wife, June, and I have been part of the Chinese ministry for 16 years plus. We've been leading the youth ministry over there, been a part of it in some form or fashion since then. So I like to think Chris called in us three ringers to help start to kind of lead this class and get it developed. But we're developing leaders with all these men, taking each opportunity to teach different chapters and different things like that. What we do is we come in, we have a little bit of prayer time in the morning. We want to make sure that we get all the prayer needs of individuals prayed for in the morning. Then we get into our discussion, and this year we're going to be discussing, which this is interesting, I'm reading the description in here. I don't know if it was sabotage. I was just thinking Ryan was trying to get his numbers better into his. But we're actually going to be going into 1 Peter, 2 Peter, and 1 John, and then we'll be also getting into the book Truth Changes Everything by Dr. Jeff Myers from Summit Ministries. So we're excited and encouraged to have everybody here. We want everybody to be involved, and we want to be involved in your lives also. So thanks.
This might be the only time I get this, just so you know. Yeah.
He's not allowed to hold mics.
No, he's not allowed to hold mics. He doesn't have to. He'll jump in a second.
Hey, I can hear me, right? I don't need a mic.
Listen, there we go.
I don't need a mic.
So Eddie Charles, Mike Snowden, we teach Logos. I don't know if we're going to be in the same room or not. Right? Okay, so we'll be right over here. By the kitchen door. We usually shut the door so we don't get traffic coming in and out.
It's a coincidence that we're by the kitchen.
Yeah. Profile.
That's right.
Anyway, we really focus on in-depth Bible study. Really, it's usually more topical-based. So Eddie last year did the Holy Spirit. This year he's going to do the resurrection. And we will usually use various teaching materials. We'll use a lot of stuff from probably the more well-known authors that you would think of, John MacArthur and others. And we'll shuffle that around. A typical class looks like you start out in the morning with just general conversation about life. You know, so people talk about what's going on, where their struggles are, things like that. We'll go to prayer time, and then we'll teach. And there have been many times where there's enough activity going on in the class that we feel like we just need to focus on things of life and spend more time in prayer. So we'll do that just as the Spirit leads. We don't have a schedule that does it. It just happens. And when it happens organically, we skip the teaching that day, and the teaching really becomes part of the conversation, and we interweave that in there. So that's kind of how our class will go, but we usually do that. That'll happen, I don't know, just like I say, the Spirit leads you three times, four times, five times a year. And we'll go on there. We do regular fellowships. We didn't do as many this year. We did a couple this year, trying to hit more like, once a quarter. For this year, Eddie's going to teach, I told you, on the resurrection. He's going to start what's going to be neat about this year, that for this time where, you get to try a new class once or twice, three times, whatever you want to do, is Eddie's going to be ending his discussion on the Holy Spirit. So it'll be nice to come in. And you won't, if you go to a class and then come to ours and then decide you want to come back in, you're not going to miss the extended teaching, because the first two or three weeks will be us doing some follow-up. I'm going to do, this year I did the birth of Christ, the birth of a king. And in that, of course, is where Herod killed the children.
And so what I'm going to start off this first year is really the age of accountability, or really what you're going to find out is the condition of accountability. So we'll do that for 2 or 3 weeks. And again, that'll be an opportunity for someone, if they want to come in and just get see what the class is like. And then, you know, later on you go, yeah, I think that's the one. Then you can start off fresh when we start the regular teaching. What else?
Well, I've got 10 minutes right now. No, what I was going to say, the Holy Spirit's such a broad topic, right? Can't just cover the Holy Spirit. And so we spent a year mainly talking about the deity of the Holy Spirit, how we know the Holy Spirit is God. And that ties you into the Trinity, which ties you into a lot of other topics. We went off on, I think one of them mentioned rabbit trail. We went into the unpardonable sin. We talked about complementarianism. How does that look? Because that's pictured in the Trinity. So there was a lot of aspects within the broad topic of Holy Spirit. And we haven't really plunged the depth of a lot of that. What I'm going to do is focus now more on the Old Testament, workings of the Holy Spirit in the Old Testament versus the New Testament, kind of transitioning that, looking at the Spirit-filled life, the role of the Holy Spirit in salvation, some of those kind of aspects. But then the main focus throughout the year is going to be on the resurrection. And we're going to talk about the case for the resurrection, which is a book that Gary Habermas and Michael Lacona wrote. He has a tome on the resurrection that's like this thick. It's a great topic, and it's a very important topic, because without the resurrection, we don't have salvation. So, you know, we need to know what is it, the historical aspects, all of that. So it should be a great year. I'm really looking forward to it, having to study like crazy to try to be prepared. So we teach 2 weeks off and on, just so you know. Our formats, I teach 2 or 3, depends on the topic. He takes over and he does 2 or 3. That enables us to be able to study at a level with full-time jobs and families that we can, you know, try to present God's word to you effectively, and as we get led by the Holy Spirit. So
one other thing that we're going to do this year, we talked to Jonathan Camardo. I told you, we'll occasionally on 1 week we'll have something happen that, you know, a topic comes up and we just let that run. We had that happen. Jonathan's had a couple different scenarios where he's been witnessing to people in the neighborhood or you know, job site, things like that, and he'll mention something that he's doing with whether it's Jehovah's Witnesses or Mormons or whoever, and that really sparked a big interest in the class. And so we just spent that morning talking about that subject, and so we actually then had people say, man, it'd really be neat if we had just a small topic on that, you know, throughout the year. So we actually asked him to do that, and so he's agreed. We'll see how we work it in and do that. But I'm anticipating 2 or 3 weeks, on a different topic here and there. So that'll be a part of what we'll do this year as well.
Thanks.
I'm Max Barnett. The objective of our class is to help people know, love, and glorify God and become equipped with what they need to make disciples. When Jesus left, he told us the thing we were supposed to do is make disciples. If you're not involved in making disciples, you're not being obedient to the Lord. We're going to search the scriptures. We're going to use the writings of A.W. Tozer, Robert Coleman, and we're going to use the discipleship library for equipping tapes and some things. And so if you really want to learn how to walk with God and make disciples, we would invite you to come. And as I've heard all these classes, it's not been difficult for me to make a decision. I'm going to go to this class.
That works great. Only 15 of you can do it. So, I mean, all right, Mike, come on up. And I want to give a little preview here before Mike speaks. All right. So we had some changes this year. Some groups changed, and Mike and I visited. And so they are coming in, Mike and Dana, and Mike's stepping in. We're glad. We're really thankful they're going to be jumping. They've worked with youth forever, like 20-something years, I think. And so they took a year off, jumping back into leadership. We put this together this has been this weekend, which I'm not great on the phone all over the weekend. So Mike and Dana jumped in, really been faithful to serve. This is going to be a great group. What he's going to share with you, the description, that'll be online this week. So But jot it down, what he's sharing with. It's a needed group, and we're excited about them jumping back in with us.
Yeah, thanks, Ryan. And so Dane and I are going to be taking over this group, and what we're calling this is fruitful engagement. And, we're going to be looking at the fruits of the Spirit, taking a deeper dive into that, and looking at how we can incorporate those into how we engage our families and our culture and our communities, our neighbors, supporting one another through all stages of life. You know, Dane and I are coming up. We've got two kids now moving into college. You know, our youngest is coming up into high school. We've got aging parents, and, you know, we're all in different stages of life, and how we engage, we want to make sure that we engage constructively and support one another. So, we'll have time for fellowship. We'll spend time in prayer, and we really want this to be a discussion-based group, where we can really share with one another and share in each other's lives and understand, how we get to know one another and how we live together well in our church and in our community. So I don't know where we're going to be.
You guys should be right where you're standing, actually.
Okay. So we'll be right here next week. hope you can join us.
Thanks, Mike. Can I get a preview real quick? Come on up. Everything that we've heard so far, those groups are open, right? You can jump in, you can bring people, you can invite people. They run the whole year. Those are the groups that typically, they don't change all the time. Some people stay in those, and that's fine. But we're about to transition to the four groups that we have that are 1-year groups. And these are groups that we really want. Our heart has been, we have an apologetics, a marriage, a growing in Christ. That's what Chris is going to talk about. And then we added one this year on parenting. And we really think, our heart would be that over, the time that you're at Trinity, that you would hit all of these. Just to say, I'm going to get a year focused on apologetics or growing in my relationship with Christ or my marriage. And if you have children or planning on having children, on parenting. So, again, 1 year, then you rotate out. But these are really helpful and have really served us well as a church. Go ahead, Chris.
Thanks, Ryan. I'm Chris Kennedy. And getting an opportunity this year, really excited about it, to jump into a class really talking through how do we approach the way that we walk with the Lord? How do we do that in a way that is intentional? And what does that really look like? So our framework for this class is going to be Habits of Grace by David Mathis. I think he does a great job of really bringing a framework about thinking through spiritual disciplines, thinking about those in the category of intake of the word, of our prayer, and then of fellowship. So how do these work together in the body of Christ so that we're not just out on an island having our quiet time, and that's a great thing, but right, how do we involve the rest of the church in that as well? So really excited about it. We are going to spend time praying together. We're going to spend time encouraging each other, growing together. That's going to be really the goal of the class, and one of the ways that we'll do that is through an intentional time of prayer with men and with women that we'll probably do every other month. And then as I've been thinking about this class and just thinking about this upcoming year, my prayer has been for everybody that goes through it, regardless of your stage and your walk with the Lord, that by the end of this year, if you're in this class, that you will really see that you have grown in your spiritual disciplines, with the goal of that being you're knowing Christ better, you're glorifying Him, and you're making Him known.
All right, well, I'm Matthew LaFawn, and along with my wife, Alana, and Jim and Kim Pitt are going to be leading the Foundations for Marriage class this year. You know, the Bible begins and ends with marriage. So going back to creation in Genesis 2 to the marriage or the wedding supper of the Lamb in Revelation 19. But we need to think and realize that Satan is out to destroy marriage. So I'm just going to read some statistics. So in 2022, the median age of marriage for a man was now 30.5 years old, and for a woman, it's now 28.6. So how that plays out in our society, back in 1990, 67% of men and women between 25 and 54 were married. So it was 67%. By 2019, that was just 53%, so only about half married. And for those that do get married, the average length of marriage is only 8 years long. So only eight. Right? So marriage is under attack. But we want to study what God says. And right there, there's great things. He designed it. He loves it. And so this class is open for all couples. And I can speak from experience being newly married or having been through it many years of marriage that your marriage will be blessed by it. So you can see the class materials in the pamphlet. It kind of oscillates between book and video studies. And we would love to have you guys join us. Thank you.
Wow, what a great bunch of classes to take, right? So, good morning. For those of you who don't know me, I'm Rick Harvey, and I teach the one-year-long class on persuasive faith. So I only have a couple minutes, so please read the descriptions that you have available, and please take my invitation seriously. I really would love to see you. I want to make three quick points. First, we live in a world that is more and more unchristian, but even more than that is even becoming anti-Christian. And this is a time that God has privileged us to be to live, and I do mean to be privileged. I believe that God has placed each one of us here and now for just such a time as this. The second point I want to make is that there's never been a time in the history of the church in which God has provided more evidence for the truthfulness of the Bible and the truthfulness of Christianity than he has in our day, and that evidence is growing almost daily. The third point I want to make is that God never asks anybody to make a blind leap of faith. God always gives us reasons to believe him and to trust him. And since we are his ambassadors, right, it's incumbent upon us to be ready to give others those reasons to believe. So, persuasive faith is a class where you can do the hard work of learning how to answer the questions that people have and even the criticisms that some people bring against our Christian faith. And people that you care about, people that you love, as well as people that you come across. And in addition to that, you're going to get some of your own questions answered, right? So if you haven't taken persuasive faith yet, this is a good time to start. We meet right here in Fellowship Hall, Room 7, starting next Sunday. And, of course, those of you who have taken the class know that you can't absorb all of it in 1 year, and so you're certainly welcome to come back and take it again, and a number of people, of course, have over the years. So I'd love to see you next Sunday. Come and join us.
Well, this is a brand new class on parenting. I guess, Ryan, we've been teaching the marriage class for a while, my wife and I, and he decided we can graduate into the parenting class now. So he saw the need, and he said he would like to get it started. So this year, my wife and I, Stephanie, who we raised two daughters and have a couple grandkids, are going to be teaching with Terry and LaDaine Hartage. Raise your hand, please. So there you go. They've raised two boys, two girls, and have two grandkids as well. So if we think about it, Matthew said it well. Satan is under attack. I mean, it's attacking marriages, but also the family. Okay? Our children are a gift from God. And there's probably not a better ministry or mission field than the children in your own home. So we're going to help through some book studies. We're going to do a seminar. We're even going to have some guest speakers come and speak on topics in the class to help us focus on the mission field in our own home, which are our children. So come join us. We'll be over in, I guess, Fellowship Hall 1, right back in the back corner. So we'd love to have you next Sunday. Thank you.
All right, guys, so that is kind of the presentations that lets you know where we'll be this upcoming year. So next steps for you all, here's some things that we're going to ask you to do. Our leaders are going to kind of, we need to what time is it? 10:15-ish? All right. We need to be out of here in the next 10 or 12 minutes so that our Chinese brothers and sisters can get set up. But if you have a question about a group, talk to one of these leaders. Talk to him today. Talk to him after the service today. Shoot him a text or an email this week. Go online. Read the descriptions. But really, we are going to ask everyone to pray. You say, well, I love my group. I've been in there for the last 24 years. It's been great. But the problem with that, and the reason that we give this opportunity is, you know, we're a church that's running 400 people during the worship hour. And if your 20 is all that you really have relationship with, you can grow in that. That's why we do these. And so it's an opportunity to know more people, to be more connected with people, to have relationships with people you don't know. So we really encourage you, pray about it. Where does God want you to go? What for this year does he have for you? I think Rick said it really well there about, you know, we talk a lot about everything that's going on, but God has us at this time and this place. What is he wanting us to do with the time that he's given us? So pray, get your questions answered, talk to the leaders that'll be leading this year, ask them a lot of questions. Pete will lead you on a tour. We'll show you the different rooms. Don't be afraid of going to different places. You know, it's a cool old building. We've got all kinds of...
some place cool called The Loft.
We got some cool place called The Loft that we named in the last 3 days. And so there's all kinds of things going on. So pray, talk to people. And then another thing that we'd like you to do, like, this is not all of our adults who attend Trinity, right? You know people who aren't here today, who don't come on Presentation Sunday maybe, or maybe you see them in worship only. Those are also people to reach out to. Let's get them plugged in to a group for their benefit so that they can be encouraged, so they can grow, so they can begin serving and ministering to one another as well. Okay? Thanks for being here. Leaders, thank y'all. Y'all did a great job. I think almost all of you stayed under the 2 minutes. We'll talk about the ones who didn't at our next meeting. But everyone did great. And again, really hard because there's so many great options. So we thank you. If you have anything that we can do, any questions for us, just let us know. You're dismissed.